On June 9th, we have the first of three double four codes activated, and that means June is a 13 universal month, which reduces to four, and June 9th is a 22 universal date, and that also reduces to four. So the double four four code activates a lot of discipline, the ability to bring things into order, and since it's the 9th of June, bringing in the goods to complete something. So it's the number of completion, the number of endings, and the number four then helps you to work diligently to make that happen. So it's a very powerful day in terms of releasing and purging while also implementing, manifesting. So you want to both rest and work. So it's a little bit paradoxical, but both of those in combination are going to bring a lot of peace and enable you to create something of significance. Now, on this day, Mercury sextiles Neptune, and that is a beautiful aspect of clarity, imagination, inspiration, premonition, comprehension. There's just a sense of you having a spiritual connection that you can express in some way. So, very soul-inspired, compassionate, tender. And it also is wonderful for being with others in a social way, yet there's this sense of wanting to make music together, literally, figuratively, having this sense of a spiritual celebration. So, whether that actually is the case or not, it is really to relax into your social activities and to share something in a relaxing way. It is a Friday, so a wonderful time to go out and enjoy yourself or just spend time with people in a very relaxing way. On Saturday, the 10th of June, we have the number 14-5. Again, that's the media number. 10 is the instant manifestation number, the number of love and light. And so it manifests those things. And in this case, you're manifesting ideas, adventures, surprises, flexibility. You're taking a risk. You feel a renewed sense of energy. You're birthing something. You also want to listen to your original ideas and move forward with those. Communication is definitely heightened, and so you want to focus on how you can communicate new ideas or even new opportunities to others. The moon sextiles Uranus today, and that's a wonderful invitation to follow your instincts, to take risks, just like the numerology code. You want to open up to your genius. Take opportunities that come your way to upgrade in all pertinent areas in your life. You feel inventive. You know, Uranus is the invention freedom planet, so it helps you sometimes uncover critical missing links, and that connects the dots for you. In any case, you just have time here or energy to release something old and move into the present and future. Because of the newfound wisdom and the sense of forward momentum that Uranus brings. On Sunday, the 11th of June, this is really the biggest day of the month. It is very powerful, not just because of the 11 portal, which opens up to the number 15, 15 universal date. So let's look at that first. So the 11 portal is the portal of psychic awareness and being so present that you don't spend time thinking about the past, being in memories, or worrying about the future. You're literally just absolutely connected to the divine, and that brings tremendous inspiration. So on June 11th this year, we have a 15 universal date, and that opens up spiritual alchemy. That's the number of the magician. So, you're ready to completely be present in magic. And that's powerful because the sense of spiritual alchemy is that you can turn water into wine. You can literally be the magician of your life, creating miracles. And that is a very powerful place to feel your way into. So you want to focus on uplifting others. The spiritual alchemist is all about uplifting others through joy. It governs abundance and love. So you want to smile through your day and just notice how abundant you feel, how wealthy you feel within yourself. So why is this day so important in the astrology too? Is because we have three transits. Mercury trine Pluto, Mercury entering Gemini while Pluto entering Capricorn, so re-entering Capricorn, and Venus square Jupiter. So if you imagine that Mercury is moving into its own sign of Gemini today, and Pluto is leaving Aquarius and re-entering Capricorn, where it will be until January of 2024. So it went forward into Aquarius for 3 months and now moving back to Capricorn. So both of these planets are changing signs at the same time while creating a trine to each other. Mercury's moving to 0 degrees Gemini, Pluto from 0 Aquarius to 29 degrees Capricorn. So this is powerful. And the 0 degrees energy does activate the zero point. It is the God source of energy. It's almost like a black hole of energy where everything is possible and is incredibly magnetic. And Mercury in Gemini gives you a lot of mental energy, new ideas, lots of short-term plans, a drive to communicate, heightened curiosity, fun. And Pluto returning back to Capricorn is wrapping up business in that sign as it finishes a long period, which began in 2008. And so that is going to continue until the end of 2024 when Pluto finally moves into Aquarius for 20 years. So this is a time where we are seeing the ability to communicate something that is profound, because Pluto is profound. Pluto uncovers secrets. And Pluto is now finalizing over the next months and purging and transforming and ending the direction of our goals, our ambitions, our choices, our responsibilities, not just for us personally, but in general. So it's a big trine, and the trine itself is very harmonious between these two planets. So you can feel this sense of intense depth and profound conversations and feeling recognition, feeling appreciated. You also may feel a nervous intensity as you uncover new answers. Your power and influence also are increased. And you just make some really empowering discoveries. So we have that. And then we also today have Venus square Jupiter. And that means that you're very open to new emotional experiences. Venus and Jupiter bring a lot of wealth when they come together, abundance, so a sense of deep abundance and happiness and optimism that very much are heightened. So it's a wonderful transit for friendships, taking part in fun, pleasurable events, festivities. Just guard against extravagant behavior or negligence. Just instead focus on beautifying your life and focus on harmony. Then on the 12th of June, we have a 16 universal date. 12 is the number of the student, the eternal student. So very much about self-growth. The shadow side of 12 is being a victim. So you want to watch for that. We're all moving. Humanity is moving out of a place of being victimized into empowerment. That's one of the major, major themes now, is taking responsibility and not allowing others to make us feel like we don't have a voice or we can't empower ourselves, right? So it's the ending of disempowerment. So coupled with the number 16, which is the number of brilliant spiritual insights, and the 16 makes those insights actually very, very important to listen to, because in doing so, we can save ourselves from heartache or from danger or from a challenge, right? We could literally bypass a lot of those or transmute them or lessen their impact by listening to our intuition. So this day is very much about research, learning, discovering new tools, learning by listening intently to others, diving into a creative project, and in doing so, awakening your intuition, because 16 is so intuitive. 12 is also very creative. So you need time to be both social and rest today. And fortunately, in the heavens, we have the moon sextile sun, which are the two luminaries forming a harmonious connection. So you just feel happy, loving, affectionate. You can have easy conversations and connections with others. Life just feels harmonious and balanced, and you feel content. So this is a lovely aspect, and it brings self-confidence as well. On Tuesday, the 13th of June, we have that incredible code again, where the 13 reduces to 4, and the whole date adds up to 17, which is an 8. So 4 and 8 are the numbers, the connection of destiny. 13 also is the number for June. So we have a double 13, transformation, life, death, rebirth, empowerment, change. It's the number of the divine feminine. It is a major component in general when it comes to being with nature and trusting that everything is cyclical. So when you trust in the cycles of life, which is what 13 embodies, you connect to that energy of birth, rebirth, death, renewal, transformation. So a lot of divine downloads are available to you. The 4 and 8 connection may bring a destined event. You have the ability to plan, to manifest, to feel courage, to feel disciplined. 4 and 8 are in the manifestation triad in numerology. That's what I call it. And so this is a great, great day to implement. Now the moon squares Pluto. So you're discovering how to use your intuition to feel emotionally empowered versus engaging in emotional power struggles. So the more conscious and self-aware you are of both light and dark as being not just opposites, but forming a contrast in your life so that you know what you want to choose. Contrast is very important for growth because we can make informed decisions when we see the contrast between one or the other. Now, you may feel heightened emotions. Emotional excitement is definitely strong. And if you feel emotionally reactive, then just focus on getting clarity about the situation. That will help you internally to wake up and understand. And then you won't project it outwards towards others. So then we move to the 14th of June. And on the 14th, we have an 18 universal date. And 18 is about rest and healing and dreams. And 14 is about movement and connecting with others and making decisions and adventure, exploration. So there is that paradox again between taking time for serenity and taking time for movement and adventure. It makes it a wonderful day for deep emotional exploration, so you can have some unexpected breakthroughs that are profoundly heart-centered. Your five senses are open. That's because the number 14 for the 14th of June reduces to 5. 1 plus 4 is 5. So you are very sensual. You're sensitively engaged. You can touch others with your voice, with your message, with your compassion, with your caring. And so you want to welcome opportunities to culminate something or bring something to a conclusion. So today the moon squares Mars, and that helps you feel a strong emotional focus, emotional direction. You want to guard against aggression though with Mars. It is a square, so there is action. And with Mars, if the action is the shadow side of Mars, it's going to be impatient. It's going to be aggressive instead of assertive, impulsive. So instead, focus on an ambitious project. You can make a lot of progress today because you have that, you just have that sense of being conscious of your goals. And guard against being rash. So what you want to do is act on your feelings, but act positively. And then on the 15th of June, we have a beautiful 19 universal date. These are both wonderful numbers. 15 is the spiritual alchemist, the magician. 19 is the Prince of Heaven number. So this is a gorgeous code. It's a Thursday. If you have the time to focus on something that really brings you joy, you're going to shine the light, which is the number 19. Prince of Heaven is the sun. You're going to shine the light and create a lot of magic. You're uplifting others. You're feeling confident in sharing your light. You want to shine like the light of the sun, embrace and love. So today brings a lot of fresh, passionate energy. It's a surge of energy, and it allows you to explore all life from a place of gratitude, generosity, joy. So magic is in the air, and abundance attraction is greatly magnified. On this day in the heavens, Mercury squares Saturn. So today you have this incredible concentration. You can get to work. You can accomplish projects that require intense mental concentration. So you can accomplish a lot. You have the diligence to be detail-oriented. However, regarding negotiations of any kind, it's really not a day for that. So if you do have, since Mercury is all about communication, if you do have a, you know, communication situation, you want to listen really closely to others and be super extra patient. And if you sense yourself thinking rigidly, and though you may not think that of yourself, but you can sense that you're not taking the high road, or you're finding it challenging to move out of an old way or a current way of thinking about things, then change the subject just for a moment so that you can gather yourself, move away from any rigidity, and take deep breaths. And then you'll refocus on positive implementation, on listening with humility. So it's not only about how you feel the direction of the conversation should go, but also about what's for everybody's highest good.